WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, everybody. Grace, peace, and welcome to you all. I was just thinking as I was sitting here before the bell rang that one of the things that I like a lot of things about Sunday mornings, but one thing I suddenly realized I liked was that brief moment in our worship time between when the organ stops and the bells begin. And it's like it's just this brief time when we take a quick breath and the organ has finished greeting us for the morning and the bells welcome us into worship. So you guys don't time that, but I'm sure I'm glad the way you do it. It works really well, so thank you. Several announcements for us this morning. I want to run through these quickly because we have a very full day ahead of us. Our liturgists this morning are Rose Kleinert and Emily Fuchs. The radio sponsor is not in the bulletin, but it is Chris Garcia, who is dedicating today's radio service to the veterans' service to our country. This is Palm Sunday in the church's calendar, and so the service will look quite a bit different than it usually does, so pay close attention to your bulletin. Everything is laid out very carefully for you to follow there. For instance, we're going to begin this morning after the silent time, and the bringing in of the light and the candles, we begin with the offering. It comes first in the service. So don't be surprised when that happens. Just follow along, and everything will be fine. What we're doing today is beginning with the Palm Sunday story, but we're going then to continue all the way through the stories of Holy Week to cover what happens on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, all of this in preparation for Easter coming up next Sunday. So today marks the end of the Lenten season. Next Sunday marks the beginning of the Easter season. In between is this Holy Week time when we will, both today and during the week, remember the events of these days, ending days in Jesus' life, which means we will be meeting here in the sanctuary on Thursday at 6 o'clock for a Maundy-Thursday Tenebrae service, and again at 6 o'clock on Friday for the Good Friday service. These are two times in the church year that don't get as much attention as they deserve. They're very holy, moving times for us to be together. So if you can at all, if you're able to be here Thursday and Friday at 6, please do join us. You will appreciate very much, I think, the chance to be with your church family, remembering these most holy times in our church year. Stock the Schools campaign continues this month. We're looking for Ritz-type crackers for the food, men's and women's deodorant for the personal items. Put those in the red bin in the hallway when you come in on Sunday morning, or the bin is usually outside the door during the week. We're looking for some flowers, potted plants for the Easter garden that will be spread over the chancel on Easter morning. If you can get those into the church education building on Friday or Saturday of this coming week, we'll be able to get them gathered together and decorated here in the church. There is no Sunday school or confirmation classes next Sunday, March 31st. There will not be the adult study next Sunday either. The adults are meeting today, but it's going to be in the kitchen under the education wing and be there from now on. Let's see. Sunday school is looking for more help gathering money for Mabel's building mission in Mexico. See the last scoop for information on that, or talk to Margaret McFarland after church and give you more details there. That is all that I have for announcements. I want to give you now, though, the welcome that we send out. Not yet. Kathy.
If people could please bring the flowers before 11 on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, bring the flowers before 11 o'clock on Saturday. Then I imagine you'll be here Saturday afternoon doing the decorating. I mean Saturday. Right. Okay. So have them here before 11 a.m. Saturday morning. Thanks, Kathy. So here is the welcome going out to the whole world. Come to me, Jesus said, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. First United Church of Christ is an open and affirming congregation. We strive to foster loving and caring relationships in our church and community, and so we welcome and value all people, whoever you are, wherever you came from, however you identify, whomever you love. All of who you are is welcome here, and all of us are enriched by your presence. So now, take a deep breath. Settle in to where you're sitting. Close your eyes if you would like to. Become aware with each breath you take that you are in the presence of God, and the presence of God is in you. Our invitation to the offering this morning is a poem by Teresa of Avila, who was writing way back in the 16th century. This she called Christ Has No Body. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. We will receive our morning offering at this time. Thank you.
Would you join me, please, in our gratitude prayer? Open our hearts to receive your presence. Open our lips to sing hosannas. Open our hands to share your grace. Use our gifts and our lives to benefit this world and the people you love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated, please. Emily will have our first two readings this morning.
Our first reading is from John 12, verses 12 through 15. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the Passover festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt."
Our first hymn this morning is number 216 in the New Century Hymnal. All glory, laud, and honor. We're going to be having palms passed out during the song. When you get your palm, wave it as high as you can. So please stand as we sing. Be seated, please.
Our second portion of reading this morning is from Matthew 26, verses 17 through 22. On the day of the feast, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me. And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, surely not I, Lord.
I discovered this anthem back in 1976. It was quite new at that time, and we've enjoyed doing it many times since. Horkman Red wrote this, and it's entitled In Remembrance.
Continuing in the Gospel of Matthew, while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it and breaking it, he gave it to his disciples, said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sin for many. This table is set for the faithful and for the curious. Here is food for the young and the old, the insiders and the outsiders, those who have succeeded and those who have failed, those who believe, those who want to believe, those who can't believe. These are the gifts of God for all of you, the people of God. Come to the table. Everything is now ready."
Christine, the bread of life given for you.
life given for you. Eating the bread of life given for you.
Matthew 26, verses 30 through 39. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want."
Our next hymn this morning is number 223 in the New Century Hymnal. "What Wondrous Love Is This?" If you're able, would you please stand as we sing together?
Thank you.
join me, please, in our prayer of confession? We know in our hearts, loving God, that we too would have slept through Jesus' time of prayer and run away in his time of trial. We cannot pretend to be more faithful than Peter or more constant than John. We know too well who we are. We see ourselves in the story, and we are left clinging to your grace, relying on your mercy. Forgive us, we pray, in the name of the one who loves us anyway, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our hope is in you, O Lord, for with you there is steadfast love and great power to save. It is the Lord God who will save us from all wrongdoing. Thanks be to God. Be seated, please.
Matthew 27. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor, accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Who do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See it to yourselves." So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Our next hymn is number 222 in the New Century Hymnal, "My Song is Love Unknown." We will sing verses 1, 2, and 3 and remain seated as we sing.
Thank you.
I'm reading Luke 23, but I'm reading verses 33 and 34, and then 44 to 46. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right hand and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. The sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last.
You there when they crucified my Lord?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the
Into your hands I commend my spirit. Of the seven last words of Christ from the cross that are usually read this time of the year, this is often thought to be the seventh and the final word. Into your hands I commend my spirit. However, though it isn't well known, there was an eighth word from the cross that day. And here it is. This is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 23 and a half, verses 46 and a half through 48 and a half. Jesus looked down at the soldiers and the holy men tormenting him, and he said, "Just kidding, guys. We're not done yet. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you." Yeah, I said that, but I didn't really mean it. And that "Father, forgive them" line, I didn't mean that either. It is finished. Not a chance. It is not finished. You did not love me. I will never forgive you for that. Never. You will pay. Looking up to heaven, Jesus said, "Is that not so, Father?" And from heaven, a voice like thunder was heard, "Yes, my son, that's the spirit. Let him have it." And then Jesus hung his head and breathed his last. Now, you know, I hope, that I made that whole thing up. There is no chapter 23 and a half in Luke's gospel. There was no eighth word from the cross. But do you know how you know that? You know that because in your wildest imagination, you can't picture Jesus actually saying something like that, even to his worst enemies. "You didn't love me, so I will torment you forever." Jesus would not have said that because he did say and mean it, "Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you." And he did love his enemies. He did do good to those who hated him. He did say and mean with all his breaking heart, "Father, forgive them." This forgiveness is the spirit of Jesus. It is the spirit of grace, and it is the very nature of God. This is grace, amazing, more amazing, because we see it today, even today. After Jesus is betrayed by friends, tried without justice, condemned, beaten, tortured, without mercy, hated, mocked, reviled, nailed to a tree, and left to die, even today, when humankind minds the depths of evil, putting our worst on display, even today, his words, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing," ring true in our ears. The Spirit who loves the enemy of God, who forgives the betrayer of God, this Spirit sings out true. This is grace amazing. On the cross, Jesus takes into himself the depths of hatred, the heights of anger, the vast expanses of anxiety and fear, takes all of that into the very heart of God, and then transforms this ugliness into, Father, forgive them. They don't know. On the cross, most clearly in this place of clear evil, the Spirit of Christ absorbs our fear, transforms it into kindness, and lets it flow out to his friends and to his enemies, to those who know him and those who don't know him, to those who will never know him, to us, each of us, all of us. So much so that when he says, Father, forgive, we hear the whole of creation included in those words. And when he says, it is finished, we know it is finished, that the end has come, the end of violence and anger, because the Spirit of Jesus transforms the hate that gives birth to anger into the eternal love that gives birth to kindness. The end of anxiety and fear, because the Spirit of Jesus transforms our anxiety into his peace. The end of hell. Hell itself is finished. Hell is emptied out. And if the Spirit of God can be found here on this day, the Spirit will be found everywhere. Everywhere. Where the Spirit of God is, there is no room for hell. Neither death nor life, as St. Paul would say just a few years later, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Whatever might have separated us from God is cleared away, all of it, cleared away by the Spirit of love who embraces the whole of creation, transforming fear into peace. And when his end does come, and the final word, into your hands I commend my spirit, are spoken, it is this transforming, forgiving, embracing spirit that Jesus hands over to his Father. And come Easter morning, God will say yes to all of this, which shouldn't surprise us. The mystery of the gospel, after all, is not that Jesus is like God. The mystery of the gospel is that God is like Jesus. You have to hear this clearly. This word is what makes sense of your faith. The mystery of the gospel is not that Jesus is like God. The mystery of the gospel is that God is like Jesus. God is one, after all. There is only one transforming spirit. All of this is the promise of this day. There is more to the story, of course, but we don't get that part today. This is the Friday part. It's only a promise at this point. We have to wait till Easter Sunday to see the promise come true. So wait. Be patient. Trust God in the darkness. Take a deep breath. Say with Jesus, Father, into your hands we commend our spirit. Amen. Our last hymn this morning is number 226 in the New Century. O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, if you're able, would you please stand as we sing? Our benediction this morning comes in two parts. This first is a Franciscan blessing for you. May God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and turn their pain to joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all our children and the poor. Amen. The second part of our benediction is Denny singing for us Amazing Grace.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City.